For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Greg.
Tears and hugs on Capitol Hill in the office of Utah Senator Orrin Hatch as Joshua Holt is reunited with his family. The Mormon missionary had been in a Venezuelan prison for nearly 2 years until he was suddenly released after lots of appeals from U.S. officials. Here's Holt speaking with the president at the Oval Office.
I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude for you guys, for everything that you've done, for the support of my wife through those 2 years. They were very, very, very difficult 2 years. Not really the great vacation that I was looking for, but we're still together. Starting off a marriage rough, but now we're going to be together.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The U.S.-Korea summit still on the minds of the leaders of North and South Korea after their sudden surprise meeting. State-run media KCNA is saying that the meeting was historic, the fourth summit between North and South Korea's leaders in history, and two within a month, which is unprecedented between the leaders. President Trump canceled the meeting on Thursday, then reversed and said it actually still might happen. It may not pack strong winds, but subtropical storm Alberto will bring with it lots of rain.
The highest probabilities right now along the northern Gulf Coast, including Mississippi, Alabama, and the far northwestern Florida Panhandle, where rainfall amounts could exceed 15 inches.
Meteorologist Dennis Falcon at the National Hurricane Center. Alberto's expected to make landfall on Monday night near the Florida-Alabama border. Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi are all under states of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump delivers a commencement speech at the U.S. Naval Academy. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
On a brilliantly sunny morning, the president addresses 1,042 midshipmen along with their family members and guests at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland.
The class of 2018 has shown its mettle and it's proved its might. You have earned your place in that ancient league of sailors and shipmates, captains and commanders, warriors and Marines.
President Trump also saying the U.S. is respected again around the globe, and he called the U.S. military the most powerful and righteous force in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former commanding officer of the USS John McCain pleaded guilty to dereliction of duty for a crash in 2017 that killed 10 sailors. Under the plea deal, Navy Commander Alfredo Sanchez was issued a punitive letter of reprimand, ordered to pay $6,000 in wages, and agreed to submit a letter of resignation. The USS John McCain collided with an oil tanker, the Alnwick MC, on August 20th in 2017 after making a sudden turn in the Singapore Strait. The turn caused the Navy warship to head into the path of the tanker. The oil crew said when they saw the U.S. warship turning, they presumed the vessel could safely pass ahead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.